Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. Today we have with us Drew Vernon. Drew, glad you could join us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, good to talk to you, Drew. Now, my first job in marketing was marketing packaging supplies with a focus on cardboard boxes. This was not my dream marketing job. I always wanted to market something super cool. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I thought, yeah, I could get into that kind of thing, do some really cool marketing. But for about 9 months, I was marketing cardboard boxes. Now, you actually get to market something pretty dang cool. So can you just kind of tell our audience just how you got into marketing, specifically with something not cardboard box related?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I started in beauty. And so I came out of business school and worked for Procter & Gamble. And, you know, that was a great company. And I learned a lot about marketing. But, you know, I was working on makeup brands, CoverGirl, Olay. I was doing a lot of coupons for the Sunday paper. And it wasn't, you know, what I wanted to do long term. I wanted to do something more fun, kind of like you. And that's when I took an opportunity to go to Lego. I had been a childhood fan of Lego, and, you know, doing something in toys was something I was interested in. And so I spent a few years at Lego before coming to my current company, which is Tony's, which is another toy company.
Yeah, very cool to kind of work for a toy company, because literally you get to, and I know I'm simplifying this, but you literally get to play with toys for a living. I mean, that's kind of the dream,
well,
right?
I got to play with cardboard boxes, mate, so don't kind of underplay my benefits.
But is that why you constantly try to build castles in here out of the Amazon boxes?
Well, no, I'm testing the structure of them because they had to pass certain...
I got you. So you come over to Tony's. What kind of brought you into Tony's? What made you look at that product and say, man, this is something, you know, that I can do, that I can help out marketing wise.
Sure. Yeah. So as I mentioned, I was at Lego. I was managing the preschool business for the US and having a lot of fun, really. And I was able to create a couple of programs that I really enjoyed. I came across Tony's, which is an audio system for kids. It's screen free and figure based. And when I saw it, you know, I saw a demonstration of somebody putting a figure on top of the box and it just playing, you know, content. And I thought to myself, this is going to be the next big thing. I learned more about the company. I learned about its founding in Germany, founded by a couple of dads back in, I think, 2015. And they actually met on the board of a preschool together, and they saw that their children's teacher was using CD players in the classroom to play songs and stories. And they found a gap there because CDs at this point are 30 years old. They scratch, they break. But most importantly, young kids can't operate them independently. And so that's the trick of the Tony box. And, you know, to be able to use it as a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old without mom or dad, that's like a game changer. And I recognized that. I saw the success in Europe and how quickly they were expanding. I wanted to be part of that team to bring it to the US.
Now, obviously with Lego, it was a household name. Everybody knows what Lego is. You know, as a parent, your experience with it is mainly wishing you were on fire to take away the pain from standing on one of the blocks. And, you know, kids are introduced to them naturally through play in school or at friends' houses, even if they don't own Lego themselves. Now, with Tony's, you've got a whole new product, which, you know, there's been a few similar type things in the past which haven't gone as deep. They've been a little bit more novelty and cheap in the kind of function. But, you know, with Tony's, you've got a system which is different to how many kids are kind of introduced to play. How are you going to introduce this old style tactical learning with this new digital format? I mean, how are you going to get kids? How are you going to put a commercial on TV to make a kid say, hey, that's different, I want that?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, they say everything old is new again. You know, we get compared to, like, I don't know if you're familiar with, like, Teddy Ruxpin back in the 80s, you know, a little teddy bear with a cassette player in its belly. Like, I had one of those as a kid. And in the meantime, we've gotten increasingly advanced in our technology. We're introducing screens at a younger and younger age. And so to come back with kind of on this almost analog toy for kids that doesn't have a screen, but still is very smart from a technology standpoint, that's not kind of child facing. The child just has to put the character on the box and it'll play whatever it's programmed to play. That could be a song, it could be a story. We even have characters where you can put your own audio content on there. So it's actually a really refreshing play proposition to give a child a Tony box and just to see their world kind of open up through audio.
Yeah, and you did send us a couple of the characters, and obviously you've got a ton of different characters, and, you know, we just asked you to send us a couple of random ones, and I'm sitting here holding the Elmo, and I know it's kind of tough to see. We're going to have, like, pictures and everything else up that are much easier to see than here on the video, but looks kind of stout. I mean, it's not like cheap little plastic that feels like it's going to fall apart. I mean, even, you know, in the package, good deal. You know, good and strong and all that. But it was kind of interesting. Of course, you have to have the box that they sit on. But one thing I noticed on the back, it says Tony box and Wi-Fi required. So when I see that, I'm thinking, okay, I'm not just making a one-time purchase and this is just going to do like one simple thing, that maybe there's some additional content, maybe it's changing content, something, because this thing's got to talk to the internet. Am I kind of on base with that?
Yeah, so I can explain a little bit about how it works. So each of the characters, they are very high quality, by the way. They're hand-painted, which I think is kind of cool. The characters themselves have RFID technology, and so when you buy it and you put it on the box for the first time, it does require Wi-Fi, and what that does is it downloads the content from the cloud onto the Tony box. Once it does that for any given character the first time it's played, it then becomes a completely disconnectable experience. So if you've already loaded Elmo on your box, you can take it in the car, you can take it to a friend's house, you no longer need the Wi-Fi after the initial download.
Oh, okay. That makes good sense.
Now, I did notice on the packaging, it does say made in China, but, you know, a lot of stuff we get from China is cheap crap, which, like you say, either feels like it's going to fall apart or you're scared your child's going to lick it because they'll get lead poisoning within 24 hours. But, I mean, I was absolutely impressed with the packaging because, I mean, like you said, I mean, it's very stout. And the first thing, you know, it says to you is it's a premium product. Now, having said that, could you talk a little bit about the price points with the range of toys and how that fits into the current kind of available, you know, similar type toys?
Sure. Yeah, so the Tony box is kind of the entry point. So you need to have the Tony box to kind of get into the system. That usually retails for about $99. You know, there are different promotions and our different channels, but, you know, it is an investment for your child, and that's because it is a high quality product. So the Tony box was designed in Germany. They actually use, it's a durable fabric that goes around the speaker box, and the speaker box has like a foam interior, so you can squeeze it. It's very durable. You can roll it around. We put them in preschools and daycares all the time. Kids knock them around. You could throw it if you wanted to. Like, it's a really nice product. So that's the kind of the entry point at about $100. After that, the characters run for about $15 each. And so that's kind of like, you know, back in the day, I'm kind of dating myself, but, you know, I go out and buy a CD for $20 or something. So this is basically going out and buying additions to your library for about $15 each.
Right. Now, I don't know if it's the correct time to ask this question, but going into the future, are there any plans to kind of develop the platform so that the characters themselves can be interactive with each other and perhaps tell a different story or add different elements to the story as you bring different characters? So if you had a Tony box and it had maybe four slots and you could put a mixture of characters and the stories are going to be different.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We have a, it's called the Tony Lab over in Germany. They're kind of looking at kind of new products and product extensions. We have a variety of ideas, some that are being worked on, some that are kind of being roadmapped. But that's very much on our radar and something to look forward to in the future.
Cool. So obviously you sent us a couple of characters from Sesame Street, Cookie Monster and Elmo. Can you walk us through, and not necessarily an exhaustive list, but kind of hit some highlights of some big characters in some of the different families? Because we know they're not all Sesame Street.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and we get asked a lot, like, who is this product for? Like, who should I get a Tony Box for? So it's very much a device that can grow with your child because it is content-based. And so depending on the content, it could be right for a three-year-old to a five-year-old, and then we're getting into deeper content that's going to appeal to older ages. But as, you know, we've been in the U.S. market for about a year, we've started our focus on those preschool ages from 3 to 5. And so the characters that you're going to see are going to be Peppa Pig, you know, Paw Patrol, Mickey Mouse, Disney princesses. We just came out with Moana. We have Elsa. We have Anna from Frozen as well. We've got Buzz Lightyear. We've got Peter Rabbit. We, you know, our goal is to make a library of your favorite characters. So we've got Dr. Seuss characters coming. So we want to bring the best characters from your children's favorite storybooks, TV shows, and movies that are all going to be coming to the Tony Box eventually.
Right, now I'm surprised it's taken 10 minutes to get to this question, but do you have any plans to introduce any Star Wars
I knew you were going to, I wanted to ask that question, yeah, but I knew you were going to steal that one.
I can't make any official announcements, but I will tell you that we have a very good relationship with Disney and all of kind of their partner companies, Lucasfilm, so I would definitely stay tuned. That's one that we get a lot.
You know, the unfortunate part about that, let's say that they do bring Star Wars characters on, right? You know, the first one I'm going to want is R2-D2, but he's just going to beep at you the whole time, you know, and the poor kid's not going to know what R2-D2 is doing.
Well, no, I mean,
but
it'd be telling the story. So, I mean, like, if you do have a landscape, like we were mentioning. So
oh, you could have, like, C-3PO.
Different parts of the story evolve, and it just narrates the story, plus sure. The sounds. Because, yeah, he's going to be a bit...
Yeah, but could you imagine, like, plugging in, like, Elmo and R2-D2 and then letting them kind of come up with their own story? By the way, I think if this goes through, we have this on the record. This was our idea. Yeah. So yeah. They're already probably doing it, and he's laughing in the background.
I've got other ideas while we're still on this topic of introducing this technology into cars in the back seats. The kids can just put the figures on there and get their stories through. In the speakers in the back seat of the car, stuff like that. So hit me up. I've got lots of great ideas. I was thinking a lot about this when I was looking it up.
Actually. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure we could give R2-D2 like an origin story or something. Right. We could put something together. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it is a fascinating toy. So when you buy the $99 Tony box, let's go through, you know, what you get in the box, right? I'm guessing, obviously, maybe I shouldn't guess this, that you at least get like a figure with it, right?
Yeah. So it's called our starter set. So it's going to come with the Tony box. It's going to come with a little, we call it the Playtime Puppy. It's one of our original releases. It's got Playtime and Action songs, you know, Wheels on the Bus, Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, you know, 40 minutes of children's songs. And you also get the charger. So I should mention that the Tony box has a 7-hour playback time. So you're going to have the charger with that as well.
Now, in terms of the marketing, which we touched on earlier, for one thing, another proof that the internet is listening to us, when we were first speaking to our guest agency regarding you, when I went home that night and went on my laptop, tons of adverts for Tony's came up, like in banner adverts, ones down the side. And it was like, this had come from obviously speaking on my phone and then being connected to Google at home, all the Tony's ads came up. But to me, that was the first time I'd seen those. I hadn't noticed them. Are you across all social media at the moment, kind of doing a brutal campaign in the run-up to Christmas? Or is this something you're hoping which, you know, given the current conditions, can have more of a slow build up and get some notoriety before you really spend all of the big bucks on hitting like a Super Bowl ad or something?
Yeah, a few things came to mind with that question. You know, before coming to Tony's, you know, I was with pretty big companies. Procter & Gamble, I think, at the time was the world's largest advertiser. You know, Lego's not too small themselves. You know, Tony's is still growing. We're growing quickly, so we're not quite ready to do a Super Bowl ad. But, you know, we are getting more and more kind of advanced with our marketing. And November, December is toy season. This is our biggest time of year. So we are planning a lot of marketing activation for these months.
Have you run into any kind of supply chain issues? I mean, if you look at the news right now, you've got all the container ships that are out there in like the Port of Los Angeles, Port of Long Beach, and there's all these containers sitting on the ships. I mean, if somebody was to order one, are they going to be able to get it, or are you having supply chain issues where you can't get your products out to folks?
Yeah, that's definitely a hot topic in the toy industry right now, and we're fortunate to have a really robust and healthy supply chain right now. So we are not seeing the inventory issues that others have seen. That being said, we are starting to really ramp up our sales, and things are starting to go really quickly. So that's exciting to see. We hope to have product for everybody who wants it, but my suggestion would just be to get it soon, just like every other toy brand is saying right now.
Right. Now, I believe Tony's launched in Germany, what was it, 2016? When was it actually introduced over here in the States?
We just hit our 1 year anniversary, so we launched in September of 2020.
Okay. And so far, what's been the biggest take up? Because I know in some states, you know, there's been a lot of stores closed, various variations of lockdown. And so purchasing in-store, I'm sure the data coming from that's a little bit different than it would have been in previous years, because you can't compare like for like with internet and physical in-store sales. But so far, what's been the kind of inclination? Is this a product which people are happy to order over the internet? Or is this something where when people actually pick it up and can try it out in a store and feel the tactileness of it, that's actually a better fit for, you know, gaining a customer than, you know, trying to get a new customer online?
Yeah, the Tony Box is a new product category. So a lot of people who haven't seen it in Europe or are coming across it for the first time. So to be able to hand it to somebody and especially to put it in a child's hands, that's the best demonstration. The reality is that we launched in the U.S. in the middle of COVID-19 in a pandemic. There was a lot of uncertainty. There was a lot of store closures and, you know, sanitation concerns, things like that. So we did have to put a greater focus on our direct-to-consumer business, Tonys.com. That being said, our retail presence is growing very quickly. We launched in Target. We launched in Best Buy. We're in Pottery Barn Kids and some others, Barnes & Noble. So it's really kind of both sides of the equation.
So if you go to, let's say, Best Buy, right, because I can't go to Pottery Barn because I'm afraid my wife will spend way too much money there. But Best Buy, she just kind of tunes out because that's kind of my store, right? So if I go into a Best Buy, is there, like, on those end caps and everything, like a demonstration thing that y'all have in some stores where somebody can actually see it working?
Yeah, it varies by store. It depends on kind of the planogram, but we do try to put demonstrator boxes in, especially in our specialty retail locations. You'll be able to hold a Tony box. Some of the other functionality that I didn't mention is because it has no screen, you have to be able to do the navigation in a tactile way, especially, you know, if you're a 2 or 3 year old, you have to be able to do it very intuitively. So if you're trying to select the next track, you just give it a whack on the side of the box. And so to be able to demonstrate that and to be able to have a kid do that, or to tilt it at a 45-degree angle in order to fast-forward the track, that's really fun. It's part of the tactile play that really helps demonstrate its value.
Now, I think I did actually originally come up with the idea of Tony's in a dream a long time ago.
Oh, here we
now,
go.
Now, unfortunately,
I hope you're wearing boots because it's about to get deep.
Now, unfortunately, I don't have proof of this because it's
of
in a dream.
Of course you don't.
But my dream was going to be to actually have like a cell phone and you put something like a character, because my son, he's 8 years old and he has autism and he's very fixated for periods of time on certain toys. And he likes a lot of the Disney characters, especially Elmo. So he would be likely taking Elmo to a lot of different places with him. Now, Elmo is portable, but, you know, the box, not always so much, right? So I kind of had this thing of kind of like, what if you could put something, and it wasn't like a toy like this in my dream, but you just put it on your phone, and it had some type of Bluetooth technology, and it had stories, or this was actually, you know, personal to your child. So it'd have your child's details, it'd say your child's name, it'd introduce it into the different stories and his friends and the city where they lived and mom and dad and stuff. But that was kind of my idea. So how are you going to get over that kind of hump of having to take that box? Is there a plan to maybe, you know, introduce some type of Bluetooth technology so the phone, you can actually use the speakers on your phone to do the same thing?
Yeah, that's another reason why we need to bring you into the Tony Lab to get your ideas and kind of show you what's coming up. You know, the box is quite portable. You can bring it in the car. A lot of people take it on airplane rides. It's got a headphone jack, so, you know, your child can plug in the headphones. To your question, though, specifically, there are all sorts of form factors that we're considering and we'll be launching in the coming years, because it's not just about, you know, the Tony box as a cube. It's really about the technology of bringing screen-free entertainment and education to kids in different ways.
Now, I have to ask this one. Is it waterproof? Because we do live in a time where if you don't tell people hot coffee is hot from the order they just placed for hot coffee and it's hot in their hand, that they still might drink it. So is it waterproof?
I can't give any promises on that. I think the figures are pretty water-resistant. I wouldn't recommend trying to spill water on the Tony box.
Sure.
I do know, you know, we tell people, because we're putting them in schools and museums, and the sanitation issue comes up, and it's perfectly fine to use kind of like a Clorox wipe or a Lysol wipe to wipe it down, but I wouldn't recommend submerging it in water.
Yeah. Now the box, I take it, what's the power system? Is it rechargeable system? Is it like AAA batteries? Do you have to have it kind of like plugged in for a while, or what?
It's a docking station. So you plug it into the wall, you put it on the docking station, and then it'll hold a 7-hour battery charge.
All right. Okay. That's pretty good. 7 hours. So that would definitely last for a long car ride with it. Now, in terms of sizing, again, I mean, it's not a huge thing, but I still kind of think of this thing, if a kid wanted to take it to school and throw it in his backpack, whatever, you know, are there any plans to have kind of like almost like a Rubik's Cube size one? Just again, just to make it that little bit more portable if kids are going on, you know, maybe a field trip, or they're going for an overnight stay at a friend's. They've only got, you know, so much room to take these things. I mean, again, I know I keep throwing all these different ideas.
No, but that's great.
I'm always interested in the development path of products, and I'm sure customers want to see how, you know, where a line's going to go in the future, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I share your passion for new products. It's been a big part of my career is developing new products. It's something that, you know, I think we're definitely undertaking, and there's going to be a lot of different versions of the Tony box and different Tony's products in the coming years.
I was digging in because I had a couple of questions, and then I thought, well, maybe I can answer my own questions. And I'm realizing, well, I'm supposed to be on a podcast. I'm supposed to be answering the questions and or asking questions about this and not just, you know, satisfying my own curiosity, so to speak.
I think it's just good. You're reading.
It has been a while
since I've read.
Yeah, that is true. So going back to your comment about made in China, Cookie Monster is made in Tunisia.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's not all made in China. So let's get that out. But I noticed when I opened up the back of this, and it's got the little fold-out deal, and it's got some information and everything in there, it does talk about record your own audio and kind of create your own adventure. Can you give us a little more details of how that works and how that maybe differs between me doing that with Elmo and then doing it with Cookie Monster?
Sure. Yeah, so we actually have two different types of Tony figures. The ones that you're holding, the Sesame Street characters, the Disney characters, those are called content Tonys because they're preloaded. You put it on top of the box, it's going to play whatever it's programmed to play. we have a whole different line called Creative Tonys, and I can send you a couple of those. Those are blank, and they come programmable for up to 90 minutes of your own content. So, you know, kids love to write their own songs, their own stories. We actually see that the kind of the biggest fan of Creative Tonys are actually grandparents, because you can record a message, you can record a bedtime story from your phone on our app, and it will transfer it to the figure through the cloud, so that the next time your grandchild puts the figure on the box, they're going to hear the message from grandma or grandpa. So that's a really fun kind of way that you can use Tonys.
Right. So let's go back, because that's super interesting, but let's clarify that. So grandma and grandpa buy one of these Creative Tonys. They send it to the grandkid, right? They can update that even if they live all the way across the country. They don't have to get that figure back and re-record. They can do it from the comfort of their own home. And then every time that kid puts it on there, they could get a different message literally multiple times a day, at minimum daily or whatever. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. The grandparent wouldn't even need to buy the figure. Mom or dad can buy the figure. Let's say mom is in California. She buys a Creative Tony. She adds grandma and grandpa to her household on the app, just sends her an email invitation. Grandma opens up the email invitation and just records from her phone. We'll say Texas. I think, are you guys in Texas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So grandma's in Texas. She's going to record a message on her phone. It's going to send it through the cloud to the figure that's in California. So when the child puts it on the box, anytime they put it on the box, they're going to hear a new message from grandma.
Now, I wasn't actually aware of that when I was doing the product research. I was just looking at the basic functionality, you know, how it fits together and the range of toys you have.
No, you were just upset because apparently you had this dream that you invented this.
Well, I only remembered that about 10 minutes ago, and I'll forget it again in another 10 minutes. That's why I wanted to mention it on the podcast. So, you know, there's a reference. But I don't know what I was going to say now.
I'm sorry. I threw you a curveball there.
Yeah.
When you were doing the research, you didn't know about the customization. I didn't know
that, you know, somebody could put a message without owning it, or even if they did have to own it, which I don't think is a huge deal. But that's a little bit of a game changer, because I remember seeing commercials on TV where, you know, a kid would wake up with a teddy bear, and the teddy bear would say a message from maybe like a parent who was deployed overseas in the services. But that you had to kind of like put in the CD. It would record a message, you'd put it on the CD, and you'd put it in the toy, and the kid would press the button, and it'd be like, oh, you have a new message, you know. But this is completely different in that respect. And I certainly, from a marketing point of view, I would certainly hit that nerve straight away in terms of advertising that, you know, again, with the travel restrictions across the world and across the country, and people, you know, with restricted number of flights available to get on, that there might be people who are distanced, socially distanced over this holiday period that in normal years they wouldn't have been. So again, something like Tony's allows the family to communicate in a whole different way and personalizes and brings that warmth, you know, into the situation. So I definitely think you should hit that angle in advertising, because that's a real,
yeah, not really good not niche. Only that, normally I'd let you kind of chime in, but here's what I'm picturing, right? I mean, you've got FaceTime and you've got all that people use, but you never know when the kid's going to go to bed. And I mean, to be able to have grandma read you a bedtime story every night, a different story, because grandma could sit there with a book, read the book into the Tony, and then grandma literally gets to read the kid a bedtime story, because if you have a kid, you know, you can say all day long your bedtime's at 8 o'clock, but it's never at 8 o'clock every single night. It always changes all the time, but you take this with you. You don't have to worry about the phone. You don't have to worry about that, and then plop that right on there.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely one of our strongest use cases. The military is a good one, you know, connecting people who are physically apart. Bedtime routines. You know, my kids, you know, I've got three kids. We try to get them off of screens, you know, an hour before bedtime, because they get, you know, too wired otherwise. But, you know, to have either a Creative Tony with a message from grandma, or one of our, you know, lullaby Tonys, you know, to have that be kind of the wind down process is actually really helpful for kids in falling asleep.
Now, are the plans to have any partnerships with, you know, independent school districts or, you know, children's educational groups out there. I mean, I'm obviously with my son in mind, I'm thinking about something like, you know, Autism Speaks, you know, the different things where perhaps introducing this, again, returning to a tactile level of toy interaction that, you know, it might be good to introduce this in, I guess, environments where they really value education, because at the moment, sometimes I think the public school system, it's just let's get through the day. I mean, when they introduce those fidget spinners, you know, with almost no research, and it's like, oh yeah, let the kids have fidget spinners. I think it's more a case of like, oh, let's just get them through the process as soon as possible, where there are a lot of educational institutions out there which, you know, really focus on education and really want the best experience for kids. And, you know, to go back to that tactile learning rather than throwing them on an iPad at 18 months old. Yeah. So do you have any plans of kind of like going that route with the toy and promoting the benefits?
Yeah, it's like you're a mind reader. You know, I have a huge passion for the education space. One of the first programs I initiated when I came to Tony's was to create a program called Tony's for Teachers. Which is to show teachers how they can use the Tony Box in classrooms, preschools, daycares. We're putting them in museums and libraries as well. You mentioned that your son has autism. I'm actually working on an autism awareness campaign with Sesame Street. I believe April is Autism Awareness Month. We'll be doing a campaign with Sesame Street. And our goal is to get into every, you know, preschool or kindergarten classroom in America. And, you know, we do offer educators discounts. I am looking for education partners, people interested. It's very much a focus for us.
Yeah, I just, when you mentioned museums, I can just imagine a field trip. Kids go to a museum and you've got, like, you know, Tony interactive things on there, and you can put your character in and your character gives you a narration about that, you know, what you're looking at in the museum exhibit. Or something. Yeah. So because, you know, kids, they don't always want to listen to adults speak. And especially if it's a new adult, you know, they're a little bit suspect about them. But, you know, when their own familiar character is telling them that story, or, you know, tell them about that dinosaur or whatever it is they're looking at, that, you know, again, changes, you know, the amount of information and the way that kid is going to take that information in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we actually just launched a product yesterday called Blocks, which is our educational, our introduction to educational content. So we have a set of dinosaur blocks to teach kids about dinosaurs. So there's a lot that we can do from a content perspective, and then from a partnership perspective to integrate, you know, Tony's and the Tony Box technology into exhibits, where every station is a different piece of content, is something that I'm really interested in.
Yeah, I could, going kind of back to the sending the audio over the cloud from somebody, you know, across the country or across the world, something just kind of popped into my mind about how cool it would be to have the Tonys, but have like an Army guy, a Navy guy,
right,
you know, yeah, an Air Force There's person,
yeah, or
like a figurine. Yeah. And then when that soldier is overseas fighting for our freedom and they, you know, can pass those messages on, they're, you know, the kid at home is putting that soldier on the Tony Box, right? And so obviously, you know, male and female versions of all the armed forces. And then I could see the armed forces like jumping right on that and saying, yeah, we want to support this too. Mm. You know, this is kind of a very cool way. Cause I would imagine with like the time difference, right? I mean, if you're halfway around the world, that FaceTime call, that Skype call, that whatever could be hard to time, but soldier wakes up in the morning and we're asleep over here and kind of gives you that, you know, hey, you know, little Tristan, you know, I miss you. And, you know, today daddy did this or mommy did that or whatever. Yeah. And then when the kid goes to bed, they plop it on there.
Yeah.
Now you've taken away the whole time zone difference thing. So, I don't know. I didn't realize this podcast was going to be like what do you call it? Like a think tank thing, but I'm kind of having fun here. I'm sitting like, how else can you use this very cool toy?
Well,
right.
I think it goes to show what a great product it is.
Right.
Just the number of ideas and ways we think, you know, you could run with this. I mean, it's fantastic technology and it's very, very exciting.
Yeah. And that speaks to the systematic aspect of it. You know, one of the reasons I loved Lego is because it's not just a product, it's a medium. And Tony's is very much the same, where it's a platform and there's so many different ways to use it. you know, I did a treasure hunt for my kids where I recorded an audio clue onto a creative Tony, and then they had to go out and find the next creative Tony to get to the next audio clue. And there's just so many cool things that you can do with it. And I think that really speaks to the power of audio and the power of creativity. And that's one of the things I haven't mentioned. Is one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this product is because it does take the screen out of a young child's hands. You know, we're giving kids screens at age two or before, and there's a time and a place for screens. But one thing that screens do is they give you the whole picture. They give you the audio, they give you the video, they give you exactly whatever representation of a story is. And one thing that the Tony Box does is it takes away the visual element. It puts that creative burden on the child, the listener, to visualize what's going on in a particular story. And so that actually helps develop their creative muscle in a way that screens don't. And then once you take them from a content experience, from a content Tony, and then you give them a blank Tony, it's kind of coming full circle, because then you're asking them to write their own story and you're asking them to become the hero of their own narration. And that's really, for me, what I'm trying to do as, you know, a member of the Tony's team, but also as a father.
Yeah. Makes total sense. I mean, there's so much kind of possibility and capability behind this that you can't put on, you know, one little piece of paper on the back that you can flip open. Wondering, do you have like a, for lack of a better term, like a Facebook group, something like that, that it's, you know, or a Reddit thread type deal where people can say, hey, like your treasure hunt, you know, hey, here's some of the ideas that I did with my kids. Because you could look and you could say, okay, I put this thing on there, Elmo sings me some songs. But things like you said, not everybody's that creative, right? But they want to try to encourage that creativity in their kids. So is there a parental or grandparental resource or teacher resource that they can kind of get some ideas about other things they can do with this?
Yeah, of course. You know, we are on Instagram at tonys.us. That's kind of like our official channel. But to better answer your question, kind of the community that I'm most proud of is probably our Facebook group called Tony Box USA. And one of the reasons I'm so proud of it is because I don't run it and the company doesn't run it. It's actually just fans that are sharing ideas, and they are showing each other how to use Tony's and how to increase the playability and versatility of the Tony Box.
Now, what are the plans for 2022? Hopefully we're going to get
Star Wars characters.
Well, yeah, obviously. But I mean, towards the end of the current situation we're in, hopefully, you know, the transportation system sorts itself out, the lockdowns right. go away. So what's going to be the big push when all this kind of goes away and you're ready to go with everything? What's going to be the next step for Tony's next year?
You know, as a global company, you know, we just entered France earlier this year. We'll be going into other markets as well. So we continue to expand globally. We'll be going into Canada. For the U.S. market, we're really just starting to hit our stride. We've only been in the market for 1 year. We still have a limited assortment. I think we have launched maybe 40 or 50 characters this year. So now we have a total of, I think, 70 plus. Our goal is to really have hundreds and hundreds of characters. I mentioned earlier wanting to become an audio library. It's an on-demand library for your kids, for entertainment, for education. So there's still hundreds of characters to launch. You've given me some great ideas on form factors, for mobility, for additional features. So we'll be expanding that as well. And then one thing that we're seeing, again, in Germany, they're a few years ahead of us, is just a lot of accessories. So display options of putting these on a shelf, you know, really kind of showing in your nursery or across the house, like, how do you display these things? How do you get the most of kind of the Tony's world above and beyond just the audio content? So that's all more to come in 2022 and beyond.
Right. Yeah, sounds great. I mean, exciting product, lots of stuff. And I know you did drop some, you know, Facebook groups and Instagram, but, before we close here, is there, you know, other than those, and please repeat those as well, other ways to reach out to you, reach out to Tony, so people can find out more about your product?
Sure. I mentioned Tony's for Teachers, so any educators who are interested in learning more can definitely sign up for our Tony's for Teachers newsletter. Anybody who wants to reach out to me or to learn more, you can email hello@tonies.com, T-O-N-I-E-S.com. That'll get back to me. Partnership ideas, anything like that. I'd love to hear from your listeners. I'd also like to do a giveaway for your listeners, if that's all right.
Let's definitely do that. So put something together for us. What you got?
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Let's have your listeners, drop a comment, on your social channel or wherever you're hearing from listeners. Let's have them drop a comment of a Tony character they would like to see in 2022. We'll select a winner. We'll send out a Tony box to them. And then for the rest of your listeners, we have a coupon. If you go to tonies.com, again, T-O-N-I-E-S.com, put in the offer code TONYPODCAST. That's all one word, TONYPODCAST at checkout. That's going to give you 15% off a purchase of a Tony box.
Cool. Well, very good. Right. Well, hey, so glad to take some time out of our day, talk about this. I mean, it's a really interesting product. Hope you knock it out of the park at Christmas time. Mm. I know you would probably disagree with this. I hope it doesn't end up like a Tickle Me Elmo situation where nobody can find it, you know, but honestly, on your side of the coin, you might be thinking, yeah, it'd be great to sell out, but I hope it doesn't sell out, because I hope everybody can run out there for Christmas time and get this for their kids. Once again, Drew, really appreciate you joining us today, and that's going to do it for this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.